joint captains Orla Cannon and Siobhan Dively, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of them here this evening as we look forward to the intermediate final. Siobhan Dively, thanks for taking time out to talk to us here on Galway BFM. Another big occasion for Sol Team Lock McCarra Camogie.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big day out now next weekend, so we're looking forward to it. We kind of felt like we left last year's final behind us, so we're definitely gearing towards, hopefully we'll have learned from that and push on and get over the line this time.
Of course, you went on and represented Galway last year, but this is the title that you want to get, and you're back 12 months later to make sure that it's your name that goes on the cup this weekend.
Yeah, we definitely still have the hunger, we still have the fight. We feel like we've something to prove to ourselves and everyone as well, so definitely want this one, yeah, in the back pocket. It'd be great to have.
There's a number of your colleagues, including yourself, who are on the Galway Intermediate Victorious team this year as well. How much does that mean? Is that a good, you know, strength and a thing to have behind you now as you go back, you know, trying to win this county final for your club, the fact that you had such a successful year with the Galway Intermediates?
Yeah, and I think hopefully it'll just have helped us with experience. That was just a great setup to be a part of and just have learnt and developed ourselves, and then hopefully we brought that back to our club training and all that, the intensity and the standards and that. So yeah, hopefully that has brought on the younger players and everything as well, and we've kind of brought that experience, and that will help us get over the line.
Spoke to Willie as well, and a reference back to the Europeans in Croke Park on an Ireland final day. That must have been a wonderful experience. Okay, so it wasn't the result that you wanted, but nevertheless, for every girl and woman that plays Camogie, to get to represent your club in Croke Park must have been a wonderful occasion.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we probably never thought that we'd get up there with our club, and the results now, I mean, like, Rhinos were a much better team on the day and everything, so we couldn't fault them for that. But it was definitely an amazing kind of bonding thing and a learning experience, and just to even step out there as well itself, yeah, we'll always have that. So yeah, hopefully to get back there someday, but yeah, we'll see.
Of course, next Sunday is a step in that direction already. Yeah, look, Castlegar are your opponents next Sunday. Would you have played them this year, or do you know much about them? Of course, you'd know some of the girls involved with yourselves at county level.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't come across them in championship. We would have played them earlier on in the league, but I know they've been really gearing up from the start of the year, and they're going really well. They're really strong, and they have a very experienced team as well. And that they'll be a really, really tough battle. I'm sure it'll be a great match. And I know a lot of the girls personally as well, so it'll be an interesting one. Yeah.
For 1 hour, that goes out the window next Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.